Hank Aramas, yeah, the name that's what we got. Of the game.
It is Hank Aramas getting you a pair of passes for that Best Performance Hall Broadway production of Shocked, which is about
corn.
Can you get enough corn? No, not really.
For all that we did go light on the Coldplay thing, we are going to make up for it by going insane on Shucked this week.
Corn.
And very corn-related things. Playing Hank Aramas this morning. And then, if you're brand new to Hank Aramas, it's a game within a game and a game all about options at 817-877-1921. If you are Hank fan contestant number 9, then you will select which game you wish to play in Hank Aramas. Such as the following popular options known as game number 1. We literally just said this.
We were talking about something.
On the radio, on the show, we just said this.
Corn.
Probably.
Number 2.
Number 2. Corn trivia.
Corn.
Yeah. Corn trivia.
Corn trivia.
Mm.
Or the always popular number three. Are you smarter than a DJ? Here we go. Hank fan contestant number 9. Hank, who's this?
This is Amy.
Hello, Amy. What you going to do? Where are you?
I am on headed from Mineral Wells, Fort Worth.
She's going.
There it is. Mineral Wells, home of Shane McAnally right here, who did the music for this.
Yes.
Corn passes.
She's got the inside scoop.
Are you a fan of corn? Do you love corn, Amy?
I do. I love corn.
See? Mm. Right there.
What's your favorite way to have the corn?
Mm.
Right off the cob.
Just au naturel. Well, this is the production for you. This is the game for you. And this is your time. You're Hank fan number 9. You're our contestant, Hank Aramas. Which game do you want to play? All right. 1, we just said this. 2, trivia, corn trivia. Or 3, are you smarter than a DJ?
Smarter than a DJ.
Oh, there it is. All right. Number this is going to be fun. All right. Well, we'll try to keep it right behind the ears. Between the ears. There we are. Thank you. I appreciate that. Amy, I will ask you and Heather Lee the same question. If you get it right, you immediately win your way to Shocked. If you get it wrong, hope Heather Lee gets it wrong. And if you both get it wrong, then corn, creamed corn variety. We go to cream corn, which is not a popular production and is one of the first things next to lima beans that people will donate just to get it out of their pantry. Yeah, it is. It's a true story.
Four out of five Helens agree.
All right, so Heather Lee leaves the studio. Are you ready for your question, Ms. Amy?
Go ahead.
Here's your question. All right, an ear of corn typically has roughly this many kernels of corn on it, on average. Is it A, an average of 800 kernels? Is it B, an average of 100? Or C, an average of 8,000?
B,
an average of 100. All right, there you go. Heather Lee back in the studio. All right, the question is corn-related. Big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. An ear of corn typically has roughly this many kernels of corn on average on it. Is it A, an average of 800 kernels? B, average of 100? Or C, an average of 8,000?
Okay, well, let's go with D, in numerous, and they're all going to get stuck in my teeth, which is why I like to use the knife, and you got to scrape it all off and eat it with a fork, which is just more sanitary. A-plus, Heather Lee.
She eats corn on the cob with a fork.
That's why I'm so
fat. Amy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. Any answer that would have been given accompanied by that immediately is wrong. That is immediately wrong. And that it's actually A, an average of 800 kernels per kernel. Mm. It could be anywhere from 500 to 1,200 kernels, the average being around 800. By the way, 16 rows per ear.
Uh-huh.
And corn will always have an even number of rows on each cob.
Really?
That's what...
It's a big commitment.
That is according to the Iowa Corn. Iowa Corn.
That's it.
The Iowa Corn.
The IC, yo.
The IC.
Uh-huh.
I believe them. Although the jokes are horrible. All right, Amy, you're going to Cornland. Shut. There it is. That's Hank Aramas. You got to say shucked a bunch.
I was going to say, you are really holding yourself back.
More
I appreciate
tomorrow.
That. Uh-huh.
Maybe more later on in the show.